You have an action step, which has to do with identifying things that you might contribute to other people to make their lives better.
That's right. You have to sit down and figure out what is it that you can do or produce or create or convey or sell. What is that that gives this enhanced value to the people you sell it to? Until you've identified that, you will not be able to make it. Now, it needn't be something new. It needn't be a new idea. You might just say, I'm going to provide residential accommodation to tenants, but I'm going to do it in such a manner that my tenants are going to be pleased that I am their landlord. Or you might want to do it with commercial real estate. And in essence, that is all I do. I know I've written a few books, but in essence, I'm a real estate investor. I'm not a flipper. I'm not a speculator. I buy commercial buildings and lease them out long-term to tenants. So that is the service that I provide.
So you're improving somebody else's life or business, and through that, your wealth grows.
That's right.
It's a very simple logic. It's kind of almost childishly simple, and yet it's very powerful and important to recognize.
Well, often the simple things in life are the most powerful. And what differentiates me from other commercial landlords? Well, I have a theory that I could not operate without my tenants. In other words, my tenants are my customers. I honor them. And I try to make their existence as pleasant as possible so that they'll want to stay on as tenants. So I'm one of the first commercial building operators to put fiber optic internet cabling in because it gives my tenants the highest possible speed of internet connection possible, which means they like being in my buildings.
And the importance of this goes back to that subconscious terrain of really shifting the underlying belief that so many of us were brought up with, is that when I make money, somebody else is suffering as a consequence. We want to get away from that by recognizing that actually making money in these kind of ways is contributing to other people's lives.
That's exactly right. So instead of me saying I'm going to jack the rent up and my tenants are going to suffer at my benefit and pleasure because for every $1,000 a month I get more from them, they're getting $1,000 less. No, I provide them with services like fiber optic internet cabling or better parking facilities such that the space is worth more to them. So they benefit and I benefit in the process. Everyone can win. I know that sounds corny and it sounds cliched, but it's true. If you do make it a win-win situation, then you'll have very happy tenants and you'll get more of them.